Wow, who's that? What's that song? What could that be? 21 past the hour. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. You're listening to Morning's Edition.
Good morning.
Yeah, who is that artist? Maybe I'll have to ask Dan Pashman.
Donny Osmond?
Yeah, maybe that's who it is. Modern life has grown increasingly hectic these days, and we here at Morning's Edition, we want to help. Now in the studio is a man known to spend an inordinate amount of time pondering subjects both large and small, so much so that we have decided it constitutes a philosophy, which we like to call Pashman's Rules. So now, here is our editorial producer, Dan Pashman.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good morning, Dan.
I keep trying to get the. I want that sax button. I want the bump right there, Chris. Next time, man, I want to go. And then Dan goes, "Good morning. It's all about me now."
That was Yahtzee.
Welcome to Pashman in the Morning.
So, what do you want?
How are you guys doing?
Fine.
Good. You know,
can't tell.
He acts like that. We're going to pretend like we haven't spent the last 3.5 hours together.
I thought today it might be a good idea to, we're in the Christmas shopping season, the holiday shopping season. Hanukkah just ended last night, but, still some Hanukkah gifts to be given and Christmas time coming up. And so I wanted to give some shopping tips out to the people out there.
Okay.
I'm sure you guys have some gifts to buy and stuff.
I bought one yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What'd you get?
I bought one for my wife. I don't think she's listening, but I was kind of proud of is that I bought it at the video. It's a DVD,
right?
But I bought it from the guy, the small family owned business, Costa, and his son, who own the small video store in my neighborhood. And I bought a big box set from him. I probably paid a little extra, but I felt good about buying it at a family owned small business.
And well, you should.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Good job.
That's my little point. That's my little point.
Is that part of your rules, Patrick? Because if not, you need to leave now because Mara's got better rules.
That's not part of my rules.
What was it?
What if she's listening? I'll screw it all up.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, the problem with the small business, though, is sometimes you'd be like, yeah, do you have the Ben Stiller box of Ben Stiller? And they're like, Ben who?
Right.
the problem with that is...
They're like, yeah, we got it. It's $99.
Yeah, but I don't mind paying if they have it. The only thing you run into, unless a small business is a creatively stocked small business that deals in a sort of a niche market.
Right.
If you're just looking for general items, a lot of times they don't carry a lot of stuff.
Right.
I'm stepping all over the Pashman rules.
First rule of shopping. Mm-hmm. All right. There are some stores that are good to shop at. Some stores I refuse to shop at. One such store which I refuse to shop at is Abercrombie & Fitch.
Good for you.
Because they have mannequins that are wearing two collared shirts at the same time.
Are they hot, though? I like hot mannequins.
I don't care what they look like.
Right.
I refuse to shop at any store where the mannequins have two collared shirts on at the same time.
It's a bad advertising.
Two collared shirts, like a polo shirt and a button-up shirt?
If it has two collars on, two different shirts, both of which have collars... I will not shop in
but
that
store.
But what
if it's an undershirt? Oh, okay, I get it. Okay,
all right, because that's just ridiculous. Yeah, nobody dresses like that.
Right, except for that mannequin.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my first rule.
Okay.
All right. I got another rule general for shopping, whether you're buying it for someone else or you're trying clothes on or looking at the clothes.
Yeah.
I call it the 10-second rule. If you need more than 10 seconds to decide whether or not you like this item, then you shouldn't get it.
Right.
All right? You know, people obsess over their clothes, like, oh, do I like it or not like it? What if I turn this way in the mirror? What if I turn that way? What if I look at it just like this? What if I think about this? Screw that.
Yeah.
All right? You end up buying stuff, then you never wear it.
Right.
And you force yourself to like something.
No, you got
to
have that immediate bonding.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you don't have the immediate bonding, don't do it.
Correct.
If you got to think too long, you're not going to wear it.
The 10-second rule of clothes purchasing.
What about buying for somebody else? I thought we were talking about presents.
Yeah.
That, too. I mean,
that's harder, though.
But you might be getting a gift certificate or something, go out and do shopping for yourself. But it is harder for other people. But still, like, if you're buying clothes for someone else, it should still be 10 seconds. Either you know or you don't know that this person's going to like it.
It's so hard to buy clothes for women.
Yeah.
It is.
Man, Wait till you have to buy some clothes for some women, Patrick.
Oh, yeah. God. When I was my first girlfriend, back in college, we almost killed each other. I didn't kill her, but I yelled at her for 2 days. Only because she didn't like what I bought her. I couldn't believe it. I spent, like, some serious jack on this sweater that I thought would look great on her. And, like, you work up to it, she opens the box, and there's that face of, like,
I was like, what?
Oh,
this?
And it was just awful. So I screamed and I yelled, hoping that she would fit the sweater. there was nothing I could do to change her personality.
And did you spend more than 10 seconds looking at that sweater?
You know, I got to be honest with you. I transgressed. What I did was, instead of not spending more than 10 seconds, I just sort of said, this is expensive, she should like it.
Right.
I was trying to buy her.
Well, that can work like half the time.
Only with jewelry, dude. And only with rings. Well, and even jewelry, it's touch and go. Unless, all right. Yeah, go ahead. I got more, but I don't want to, you know, I want Pashman to finish it.
Well, you know, another rule that I have for the holidays, as far as when you're giving gifts, I don't use wrapping paper.
Yeah.
You know, especially you liberals out there, you want to save some paper. Wrapping paper is such a waste.
Yeah.
To me, I really don't like wrapping paper. It's like people get all worried gusting up these presents, and then it takes 3 seconds to tear all the shreds.
Wait a minute. That means you really don't buy presents for kids, do you? Because kids deserve wrapping paper. No. Come on now. They deserve a little wrapping, but they deserve not to see the Tonka toy out in the open, man. What's wrong with you?
I'm not saying...
Child molester?
I'm not saying...
Patchman's getting some flack today.
First of all...
The rules aren't going so smoothly here. We're not playing by your rule book today, I guess.
If anybody wraps presents, Riley, it's child molesters.
What? Well, yeah, right. See, because I don't wrap any presents myself. My wife takes care of all of that. Yeah. But the bottom line is...
I picture you at home, Riley, sitting in this big armchair with a cigar in your mouth and just like...
Yeah, having her do everything.
Right.
Sometimes you get the feeling that if it weren't for Riley's wife, you'd show up just wearing sneakers.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know, my wife didn't wake up. Sorry.
It's like the dream. But, Riley, I'm not saying I don't wrap the presents. I recommend that you use newspapers with cool pictures or magazine clippings with cool pictures so that the present still looks cool, but you're recycling paper instead of creating more garbage. It's the environmentally friendly way to give gifts.
Yeah, what I like to do is I actually don't wrap them. I just take the box, and I'll tape the receipt right on the present, and before my wife wakes up on Christmas morning, I'll throw it at her in the bed and wake her up with it. Here, here's your present.
This costs $75. You better like it.
So I see, Maren, you like to sort of intimidate people into liking the gifts you give
them.
Well,
now I ask her what she wants, and she sits down, and she writes the list.
Right.
And I get her everything on the list and one or two things that I decide on, and we're all set. Because it really comes down to that. What do you need? What are you going to use? I never need anything but clothes, as you can tell. I mean, how often do I wear the same sweater and shirt?
Yeah, that person at Jimmy Tingle's on Friday night.
What was that story?
Nick's wife. She complimented. She's like, oh, he's a really good dresser. I was like, yeah, I spend every day with him. The guy wears the same sweater every freaking day.
I have two that are just
two
a little different. That was good, Dan. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. If any of you want Dan Pashman's help living your lives, because he's got time, send your questions with the subject line Ask Pashman to sedition@airamericaradio.com. We'll be back with Iraq.
The latest.
Borzu Daragahi from Iraq after this.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.